Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Tihane Lopez attended Hawaii Pacific University, where she studied pre-med for 2 years. Unsure if that was what she wanted to do, she dropped out and started working in the restaurant and nightclub industry. At 21, Tihane fell into drug and alcohol abuse. It went on for 7 years. On her 28th birthday, being the most unhealthy she'd ever been, she cried out to God to help her make a change. That's why Tihane is with us today, because, let me pause for a moment just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is for those cry out to God moments that we all have from time to time. And those moments where the great changes can take place in our lives, breakthroughs, moments that turn a life that is going down the wrong path into a life of productivity and hope and a wellspring of hope to others in the name of Jesus. Tihane experienced the love of God, and we want you to experience the love of God as well. To know that He loves you so much, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living, the resurrected Christ who touched Tihane Lopez is here today. As you listen, to speak to you, to touch you by the power of His Spirit. The Lord brought Tihane an opportunity, after she cried out to Him, to start her own home-based business with a popular weight loss company. She took the opportunity. The next day, all her addictions disappeared. And though she didn't have a relationship with God at that time, she was already stepping into His master plan. You wonder, you ask, how does that happen? Well, she's going to explain that today. Tihane, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. I'm super, super excited to be here, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity. So thank you for having me.
Where did you grow up?
I was born here, but I grew up on the island of Kauai. My family, we moved there after Iniki. My stepfather is a construction worker, and there was a lot of work there. So we moved to Kauai. So I grew up mostly on that island, so I consider myself to be from there.
What do people from Kauai, how do they refer to themselves? Are you a Kauaian or a Mauian or just a Hawaiian?
A Kauai girl.
That's it. Kauai girl.
Kauai girl.
What was it like growing up on Kauai?
Oh man, it was the best childhood and upbringing ever. I mean, it's so different from here. I'm so grateful that I got to have that experience of growing up on a small island in the country, you know, in a small, small town. I grew up mostly on Hawaiian homesteads. So that was an awesome experience too, just being able to grow up around family and just really have that culture of being surrounded with loved ones.
I can tell by the way that you say it and the fact that you said it, mm-hmm. That it has meant so much to you. Mm-hmm. How has that family upbringing, how do you feel God used that? I mean, looking now in hindsight, develop you to become the person that you are today?
I think really just how to respect my elders, how to have respect for others. Be humble. You know, being from a small island, you have to be humble. And that's what it's taught there. And also just how to love on people, I think, is the most important thing. And, you know, we're all just one big community.
Who influenced you most? in your growing up years?
Who influenced me most? I would say my mom, who had always been there for me. Also my grandparents from my mom's side, and then my grandmother from my dad's side.
Tell us.
Okay.
What is it that your mother has done or said or exemplified that really stands out to you?
My mom is just a beautiful person, you know. When she had me and my brother, she was in her early 20s. So, you know, she worked really hard. And when she met my stepfather, she ended up, we had moved back to Kauai, and I was in maybe fifth grade or sixth grade. She decided, you know, I'm gonna go to school to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. And to watch her, you know, raise three children, going to school, you know, trying to provide for our family while, you know, my stepdad was working as well, of course. But, you know, just the struggles and just the determination that she had to really better herself for her family and always putting us first. That to me was, when I think about her, I definitely am just so grateful for being blessed with a mom like that.
Well, there's a sparkle of inspiration.
Yeah.
In your eye.
Yeah.
Your eyes. It seems to me, you mentioned, we talked about you being a pre-med student, mm-hmm. at HPU. Mm-hmm. Have you always had an interest in health? I know you're in the health industry type of work in your profession now. Was that always, did it stem from mom? How did that come about, that interest?
I think a little bit of it did stem from mom, you know, being that she is a nurse and she's always, you know, taking really good care of us. And every time we were sick, she knew what to do. And that really inspired me to really want to know what to do to help other people when they're not feeling good or when they need to get healthy. And so, yeah, I've always had that kind of passion in wanting to help other people get healthy and feel good.
Tihani, how did you become a Christian?
Wow, it's an amazing story. So I did not grow up in the church. My grandparents, the reason why I said that they had such a great influence was because they grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were the ones who brought my family to church, you know, here and there. My grandmother's a strong Catholic on my dad's side. And then on my mom's side, my grandmother's a Christian. And, you know, the church that she'd bring us to, though, was a Hawaiian church. So they only spoke in Hawaiian. So I never got it. I never wanted to go. So growing up, you know, it was not really anything that I was excited about or ever, you know, wanted to do. And so I never really had a relationship with God. But, you know, after going through 7 years of drug and alcohol abuse with my partner, you know, like I said, on my 28th birthday, I said, you know, I need to do something with my life. I was on track. I wanted to help people. Here I was trying to be a doctor and studying pre-med. And, you know, now what am I doing? I have nothing to show. I'm 28 years old. I'm super unhealthy. I'm overweight. I feel horrible. And I really, one night, before I went to bed, I just cried myself to sleep, just praying to God, you know, help me. And, it was just a couple months later. Sorry, I get really emotional sharing my story because it's so powerful, I think. It was just a couple months later. This was in February, and in April, I got this opportunity to become, you know, a home-based business owner, and I took it. And literally the next day after I enrolled, enrolled into my business, I woke up and I just had this fire lit inside of me. All of my addictions were gone. I knew that I would never go back to that life again. I knew that it was a new beginning. And though at the time I didn't have a relationship with God and I didn't realize that it was Him working in my life, I was indeed stepping into His calling for me. And although it didn't work out with that company that I was with, I'm now with another company. And about a year ago, actually, my brother came to visit. Actually, it was January of 2013. My brother came to visit to stay with me because he was going through some rough times with his girlfriend back on Kauai. So he came to stay with me for a month or two. And I saw him doing devotions, and at the time I had no idea what devotions were. He was going to New Hope on Kauai, New Hope Kapa'a, and I had no idea what devotions were, but he was spending a lot of time in the Word, I noticed, and that was like, wow, you know, here's my little brother leaning on God in his trials. And one day my best friend texted me, hey, you want to come to church tonight? And my natural instinct was, church, no, it's, you know, not for me. But then I thought, you know, yeah, you know, why don't we go? Because my brother needs it right now. My brother probably needs to be there right now. So we went initially thinking, you know, we were helping my brother and it was for him. But as soon as we walked into New Hope Diamond Head, now known as Christ-Centered Community Church, I just felt at home.
Tiani, describe the feeling when you got there. What was it?
It was just an overwhelming feeling of love, peace, joy. And at the time, my boyfriend and I, you know, we were going through some rough times as well. Not sure if we were going to stay together and all that kind of stuff. But lo and behold, the service was about relationships and marriage. And so I felt the Lord speaking to me from the minute I walked in the door, from the minute I heard the worship. It was just an overwhelming sense of positivity, of love, of joy, of peace. And I knew that I belonged there.
We are emotional beings. God made us mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. And in the emotion, there are needs that we need to have, or that compel us or that draw us. In this moment, for Tiani Lopez, as she entered the church, there was a certain, some people call it, they can call it all kinds of different names, or you use various words to describe it, but she felt something distinct, something different, something warm, a love, a grace. We would say that it's not just a conjured up feeling, but she was walking into a place where she was beginning to experience the presence of God. She'll explain more about that when we come back. You know, we must not discount the feelings, the need for emotional response. She experienced that. And God, who made us with this capacity, has a way of communicating even through our sensory faculties. And yet it goes beyond that. It's a relationship with a person. It's based on truth found in God's Word. Tiani Lopez will share about that too when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm so glad that you're with us today. I'm here with Tihane Lopez. Before our break, she was talking about going to New Hope Diamondhead. It's now called C4, Christ-Centered Community Church. But she goes into church. She's thinking, I'm gonna help my brother. My brother is seeking the Lord. He's struggling with a few things. Well, we'll take him. She and her friend. We'll take him. But she gets in there, and of all things, the message is about relationships. It's beginning to hit home. Well, things happen when you go to church, and especially when you go to church with an open heart and open spirit. When you go to church, even when there is a need in your life and the expectation, well, things happen there and God begins to move. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and to find out more, you might be tuning in right now, and or maybe you caught the tail end of our last segment. You want to hear the show in its entirety? Well, you can go ahead and do it for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the free download there. And as I typically say, go ahead and share it with a friend or a family member. Pass it on. Tihane, okay, take us back. You go to church, mm-hmm. and it's evocative. Mm-hmm. Feelings are, you're being moved. And by the way, this is not just sensationalism. Feelings without a foundation of truth, then things can go haywire. Mm-hmm. But the feelings are connected to the truth that is being preached, and the Spirit of God is moving. Describe that for us.
Wow. Oh, so when we got there, you know, I knew that this was where I needed to be. I forgot totally that my brother was sitting next to me and that we had been there, you know, for him, quote unquote. And when Pastor started speaking the message, I feel like God was really speaking to my boyfriend and I. You know, we had been together for, I think, 7 years at the time. And throughout our whole relationship, it was just 7 years of the party lifestyle, drug and alcohol abuse almost every day. And so when we had gotten sober, you know, we still kind of had, it was like we didn't know each other. Mm. And when we got there, it was just, the message spoke to the both of us. And we just held each other's hand and cried the whole time throughout the whole service. We just knew it would, you know, this was God's doing. And this was God really showing up and saying, hey, I have a greater plan for the both of you. I have a greater plan for each of you. You both have, you know, I have a calling that you need to fulfill. And it's up for the taking if you will take it. And I just, in that service, I just said, okay, I'm all yours. And it's kind of been that way since, and we were hooked. I mean, we were excited to show up to church. And
it's interesting. Sometimes when a person receives a call from the Lord or is drawn to Christ, mm-hmm. and opens their heart to Christ, there's a wedge that is often drawn in an existing relationship, mm-hmm. because one is gonna, or it happens sometimes rather quickly. One grows beyond their boyfriend.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's in a marriage relationship.
Yeah.
They grow beyond their spouse. In this case, it seems to have been somewhat different in terms of the parallel and the harmony by which things had occurred.
You know, actually, you're kind of right. For my boyfriend, you know, he definitely felt it. He was very emotional during the service, although he still had kind of that... still a little bit reserved and kind of hesitating and fully surrendering and fully committing. But I knew at that time that this is what God wanted from me. So I went ahead actually. So he was just kind of coming with me, and he loved, you know, connecting with Pastor TJ, who was the campus pastor at the time. And so he actually loved coming to church, but he was never really on fire like I was, I guess. And it's really funny how God really kind of turned his heart around. I ended up joining a small group in May of that year, so just a couple months after starting to come to church, and he was still kind of, you know, finding his way, I guess, with the Lord. But he actually suffered an injury Christmas of this past year of 2013. He had a herniated disc, which put him out of work up until he just actually went back to work at the end of last month. So from that injury, he really got to know the Lord. That was his time when he really had to lean on God and nobody else to help him get through, because he's an active guy. He's in CrossFit, surfing, he's an artist, and the injury affected his right arm. But funny that, you know, even though it affected his right arm, God had brought him opportunities to actually produce art for the church. And I think from that's when his heart really began to transform. So he was a little bit after me, but he came on his own time as well.
Let's go deeper. Okay. Tihani, you see, in this day and age in which we live, there are experiences where, let's say, in a church setting, let's speak in more general terms. There are leaders that some will call it an it. They have it. And others will say, well, that's charisma. There's a magnetism in it. Or maybe it's the way that the service is put together. Others might even say, on an extreme level, they say, well, that's manipulative. Well, when we talk about faith and emotion and feeling as human beings, where does it come? Because you mentioned something when you were just sharing about fully surrendering. You're talking about your boyfriend, fully surrendering. And by the way, what's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Luke.
Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, my son's name is Luke.
Awesome.
Luke from Lucius, which is of light. Mm-hmm. So he is... obviously, a light in your life.
Yes.
But when we think about faith, surrender, and getting to that place, how does one, or at least in your life, get beyond the swell of the experience? Oh, this is neat. God is moving. I'm moved to a level of a certain response, but to that point where it's, now, this is my faith. The periphery things can be taken away, but my relationship with God, my love and loyalty to Jesus, this is solid. How would you explain that?
I can give you a story, actually. So we got baptized in August of last year. And you know, at that time I was still, you know, super on fire, this new Christian, loving going to church, just, you know, enjoying all of these experiences. But at the same time, the previous business that I had, that I was in, it wasn't going so well, and I had no idea what to do, because I had thought that I was going to be doing that for the rest of my life, helping people get healthy. You know, I loved it. Although, I knew that I had to move on from the company. And so I left. And from September up until February of this year, September up until December of last year, when Luke actually got hurt, I went into a depression, actually. And, You know, I just felt like God had left, had deserted me, yet at the same time I knew he was there because I was still, you know, going to church and connecting in small group and still, you know, volunteering and serving and still finding that joy in those little things. So I knew that he was still there, but at the same time, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel him. And then slowly but surely, he started to bring me new opportunities. And so we were struggling financially. We were struggling big time financially. And then he brought me this, and I just prayed. I said, you know, I don't know what you want me to do, but please, Lord, show me, just show me, and I'll do it. And he led me to Purium Health Products, where I started in February. And that was when I really just learned how to, okay, God, you know, it's up to you. This is not my business. This is yours. You're the CEO of what I'm trying to do here. And it's, I can't find the words, but you know, it's not all uphill. It's definitely got its ebbs and flows and its ups and downs. And, yet he still pulls through every single time. He still pulls through.
You see, therein lies the essence of faith, mm-hmm. faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. I think it's a blessing even to, I know I need to be careful the way I say this. You'd mentioned depression. Mm-hmm. I've struggled with depression for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And over time, Tihane, I've begun to speak of it as the blessing mm-hmm. of depression. There are certain mysterious things that only God knows. Mm-hmm. Mysterious to me because I'm so limited.
Yeah.
But in the deepening of the relationship, there has been an anchoring, a solidifying, a galvanizing of faith. Mm-hmm. Someone today is in depression. Someone today is at their a financial end. They're almost in a panic, not knowing what to do. Tihane, you're touching the heart now. When we come back, let's go further.
Okay.
In what God is doing to minister to our dear listeners. Stay with us. We'll be back with Tihane Lopez.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You would never know it. You look at someone and they just radiate. And well, of course, it's true. You know, it's hard to fake authentic radiation in terms of a light, a glow that is around you, a sparkle in your eye. But you never know it that in some instances, somebody deep down inside is hurting. Deep down inside, they are worried beyond expression. They are absent of answers. They don't know what to do. But we can very easily cover things up, don't you think? Have you ever done that before? I've done it. I've done it many times, more times than I can count. In fact, I think I'm a pretty good actor in relation to that. Well, there's a woman in front of me. Her name is Tihane Lopez. Tihane radiates with a grace from the Lord. But before our break, she was sharing about a period in her life. In fact, it was a period in her faith as things were really beginning to grow in her relationship with God, grow with her boyfriend, grow in her business, and then things came to a halt. She began to see life in a different way. Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever felt that you've lost your purpose? And in that melancholy condition, you don't know what to do? How do you find purpose in purposelessness? How does God help us in that way? Find out more. You might be tuning in right now. Get this whole thing, okay? The whole program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Tihane, how does one find purpose in purposelessness?
Oh, that comes, you know, it's definitely not easy walking with the Lord and just surrendering and putting all your faith in that, you know, in Him. But finding purpose in purposelessness, I think, ultimately just comes from being obedient, surrendering, like we were talking about.
But I'm afraid to surrender. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side if I surrender. Mm-hmm. so someone feels that way. Could it be that we need to go down further in terms of the situation? Because I guess what I'm getting at is, do we need to be brought to a place where there's nothing more we can do than to surrender? There's no other option? I don't know. What do you feel?
That was my only option, was to surrender, was to say, you know, God, I don't know what to do. Help me, please, help me. And it was when right after I started with Purium, you know, I still wasn't kind of sure if this was, you know, what God wanted me to do, but I felt kind of, you know, like it was in alignment with what I believed in as far as health and nutrition and helping others. And I went to a worship night at New Hope Diamond Head, or C4. And towards the end, you know, we're all worshiping and it's crazy. It's a lot of fun and super loud. And a woman, Tifa Garza, comes up to me and she says, you know, sis, I just have to share something with you before you leave. I feel, you know, I've been wanting to tell you this from when I saw you walk in, and I've been contemplating if I should share it with you or not. But, you know, God wanted me to share with you and let you know that he's very pleased with what you're doing, and he hasn't forgotten about you. He wanted me to tell you that he hasn't forgotten about you. And I just started crying, and I get emotional when I talk about it, because no one else, not even my boyfriend, not my parents, nobody close to me, nobody knew what I was thinking or how I was feeling and what I was saying to God and asking him if he knows that I'm still here and if he hears my prayers. Only God knew that. And that was actually the very first time where I, you know, knew that it was him that speaking to me. And And if I hadn't have been there at that worship night, I almost didn't go, actually. I almost didn't go. I was actually on the fourth day of my cleanse, and I thought, you know, I'm tired. I'm not feeling good. I'm going to stay home. But I went because my small group sisters were all going, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing to just go and trust God and take and do something as small as showing up.
What scripture resonated with you, or even resonates with you today, that you go back on and you think, oh God, this word is precious to me?
Oh, there are so many, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. And whenever I feel that I can't, or it's impossible, I just lean on that. And, you know, really, I can't do it by myself. I can't without him. So to lean on that. And there's actually a line in a song that I go back to as well. Spirit, lead me to where my trust is without borders, from Oceans by Hillsong. Mm-hmm. And that line, you know, it's a prayer that I say every day.
Say it again.
Spirit, lead me to where my trust is without borders.
Explain what that means and what it means to you.
To me, it means just surrendering to the Holy Spirit and having the Holy Spirit not only guide me, but fill me in everything that I do, in every person that comes into my business, every life that I touch, everybody that I talk to, that I may be a reflection of God's love. And you know, it's really funny. Here I am doing my business, trying to, you know, keep God at the center. And, you know, I just met a girl. I just brought on a business partner. I had no idea who she was. She contacted me off of Instagram. She found my number and called me. And so we've been creating this relationship over the past 3 weeks. And just from, you know, she sees that I'm a Christian on Instagram and my Facebook and stuff like that. But you know, she texts me a couple of days ago, and she goes, I just have to say thank you for everything that you're doing for me. And, you know, she's in a rough spot with her finances right now as well. So I'm committed to helping her build her business and get her going up off her feet. She has three children. Her and her husband are separated. Or she has four children, I'm sorry. And her husband are separated. And she goes, you know, you've really inspired me to go back to church and find a church to get connected in. And just to get, you know, a simple text message like that without even, you know, really pushing it upon somebody, I guess, or I don't know the word, but not being overly, hey, you know, so I don't know how to explain it, but so she's one person. And then I have another girl, 25 years old, out in Kaneohe, a mother of three, going through a really rough time financially as well. Invited her to church one day. I just said, hey, you know, you want to come to church? And she said, yeah, actually, I've been meaning to ask you, you know, your faith is so inspiring, and I've been wanting to get connected with God, and, you know, I think it's so cool. And I brought her to church at C4, and her life also has been completely transformed. Now she lives in Kaneohe, so she now attends Windward, New Hope Windward. But it's pretty cool to just see, just from my reflecting the love of Jesus, I guess, and touching on people and not even realizing it, you know, not even realizing that I'm inspiring these people to really come to know God. It's just amazing. And right now in my organization, I have almost 300 people. So there are many more stories like that.
And by God's grace, many more to come.
Yes.
What would you say to someone right now who is going through their own doldrum of life, their own feeling of purposelessness or even hopelessness? Tihani Lopez, what would you say to them?
I would say that God created you in His image and His likeness. He has a big purpose for you. He has a great calling for you. And if you will just have the courage and the humility to just let your pride go and just surrender your life to Him, I promise you He will show up. He will show up in ways that you could never imagine, just like He showed up in my life and for the many others that that I've been able to form relationships with over the past few months and year.
The Lord says, and you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. You know, that all your heart, that searching. Sometimes it comes through these moments of great desperation, when we run out of answers, when we run out of hope in ourselves. And those, dear friend, those are some of the greatest moments of faith breakthrough. It's real. You feel it. I feel it. But when we seek Him, we will find Him. When we search for Him with all our heart. It's a testimony of Tihani Lopez. We've got a little bit more. When we come back, we're going to share with you some more depth, and we'll connect. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now, you talk to someone about their passion and you touch a nerve. If you ever can get there in a conversation, you speak to them about what really drives them. You'll get to know them. You get to know them a lot better. And that's what we hope to do here, even as we share heart-to-heart here at the Good Life Radio Show. And as you're listening, I just hope and pray that you will feel the love of God, that the Lord knows you. Tiani Lopez talked about a dear sister in Christ who met her at a very pivotal point in her life, and that dear sister said, God just wanted me to remind you that he knows you, he loves you, he's basically words of affirmation. And today we also want to affirm you in where you are in your life, and that God can meet you right there, even in your darkest moment, and even in your most joyous moment. Of course, celebrate the Lord, celebrate His goodness. But in your rough time, oh, he's there. He's there. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Tihane Lopez is our guest today. To find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Passion. Tihane, what are you most passionate about in this season of your life?
Oh, my goodness. I am most passionate, actually, about my Purium business. I absolutely love to help others. I love to help people get healthy. I love to help people make, increase their income, whether it's part-time, full-time. Ultimately, with that, leading them to Jesus.
You mentioned that you've seen this being an avenue by which you've been able to lead people to the Lord. Mm-hmm. I think when you talk about making money, we all need to live. Mm-hmm. We need money, mm-hmm, to live. That's a part of the way our system and our, mm-hmm, world operates. Mm-hmm. The Bible speaks about money. Jesus, mm-hmm, taught about money. But your passion in leading people to why is that so important to you, to lead someone to the Lord?
Because, I want people to experience what I'm experiencing, and everybody deserves that. Everybody should, have a blessed life. And although life is never perfect, it can be so much better when God is in control. And actually, another passion of mine is women. So I feel God has put it in my heart that, you know, all this money that I'm making is not ultimately for me to you know, go and get the fancy car and the huge house and whatever. And yeah, that those are nice things. But to be able to empower women, and it is my dream to one day open up. I love CrossFit. So it is actually my dream one day to open up a CrossFit gym for women, specifically for women who can come, you know, to receive prayer, to heal through Christ and fitness.
What is it that you feel when you mention women come to heal? What are areas of healing that you've noticed or found or seen that are needed?
Just learning how to love yourself. Love, as women, I think we're extra critical on ourselves and very insecure sometimes.
Why is that?
Oh, I think it's because of the way society portrays that we should be. And, you know, the way the world portrays that we should be. But I am a daughter of the Most High God. And if I'm a daughter of the Most High God, I deserve love. I am love. And I want these, I see so many broken women in my community. And, you know, growing up on a small island, I experienced that as well. So I'm very, you know, passionate about really having these women. And I also know a lot of women who have gone through, you know, homelessness, abuse, sexually, mentally, physically, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just to have a safe place that they can come to really become empowered and heal. And CrossFit and Christ have really done that for me, actually.
I've come across that. We've come across that in our ministry, mm-hmm. in speaking with women, having women as guests. And there's some underlying or some common denominators when it comes to healing. Mm-hmm. But you see it working in your CrossFit. Describe what is CrossFit, and how, when you talk about Christ, it made a difference in how he's used CrossFit. What is CrossFit?
CrossFit, the best way I could describe it is, oh gosh, a lot of people get the wrong idea about it. It's they think it's, you know, absolutely ridiculous and super crazy. When you watch the workouts on TV or something, you know, you just look like, why are these people doing that? But it's a mix of, you know, all kinds of stuff: weightlifting, powerlifting, Olympic lifting, gymnastics, cardio. So a lot of, you know, and then a lot of calisthenics as well.
I saw on, you know, on the Facebook feed, sometimes people send different things you can watch. I saw this one. This must be some extreme level of CrossFit. Although I think, you know, yeah, you're right. CrossFit could seem extreme. But this gal, she did a couple of, she did a backhand spring into a power clean position.
I saw that video.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's not CrossFit.
And she actually did a power clean after doing. So that's not CrossFit.
That's a little bit on the more radical extreme. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Not safe. Not safe at all. But CrossFit actually is very safe if you do it in the right environment with the right coaches and the right people. And as long as you keep yourself humble and leave the ego at the door.
Tihani is not saying that. You know why? Because you mentioned gymnastics. So I thought, okay, that was a bad. So she's not talking about, training you to do you know, backflips and things, and go right into a power clean or a deadlift or something. It's made a difference for you. Mm-hmm. So exercise. This is a kind of exercise, right?
Yes, it's a kind of exercise. It's a type of workout, and it's very short. It's efficient, and that's what I love about it. You know, ask me to do a 10-minute workout with CrossFit, I'm there. Ask me to go running for a half an hour, no thank you.
So it's by preference, too.
Yeah.
And there may be a certain exercise regimen that works well for you, that's been working. Others that you may need to try. Hey, God made us physical beings. And our bodies, you've heard it. Someone may have mentioned it to you, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's imperative that we do our part. Mm-hmm. And the Lord will enable us. There, ever since I was younger, when I'd go running, I would pray, Lord, be honored and glorified in this run or this workout, whether it's CrossFit, whatever it might be. You honor God mm-hmm. when you work, and you feel better.
I think you know, like you said, honoring the temple that God has given us, our temple of the Holy Spirit. I think that's so important, to take care of our bodies and take care of ourselves and give it what it needs. So that's also why I'm, you know, very passionate about what I do and with Purium and the whole nutrition aspect.
There's another aspect too of health in the way that one sees themselves, how she sees herself, how he sees himself. And then looking at scripture, in Christ, who am I in God? You talked about being the daughter of the King. To say it is one thing, to believe it is another thing, and to feel it mm-hmm. as you believe, and then as you speak, as you carry yourself, you walk a little taller. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason for that, because of what goes on the inside. Mm-hmm. Tiani Lopez, you are a gift from God. And I'm so grateful that you came today to share in the way that you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for having me, Danny. This has truly been a blessing to just be able to connect and share with all the listeners. And I am just absolutely grateful to be here.
In parting, just a quick word, a phrase, a sentence of blessing to our dear listeners in the name of Christ.
Oh, goodness. Folks, you know, your walk with God is not always going to be perfect, but as long as you know that who you are in Him and that He is always going to catch you, He is always going to be there, I think that's the most important thing to always, always remember. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders.
I hope as you take that in, a word of encouragement, a word of hope from Tihani Lopez, that you would really take it to heart. You know, God's timing is indeed perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so yourself, my friend, I think this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message for you there about knowing Christ. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Luke 4 verse 8 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim that captives will be released." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Tihani Lopez. Until next time, along with my technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.